Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Los Angeles, homelessness was a major problem even before the pandemic hit. Now, the two crises are converging. Health officials are trying to vaccinate 65,000 people who are experiencing homelessness in LA County. But at the same time, a vaccine shortage recently shuttered many local vaccination sites. Shannon Fernando is a nurse practitioner at the Los Angeles Christian Health Centers. She's been working with the homeless population. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you.
I know this can be a tough population of people to keep track of. So how are you going about vaccinating those who don't have stable housing in the Los Angeles area?
That's a great question. I think we've really employed a three-pronged approach. So the first approach has really been leveraging existing community partnerships and basically utilizing those existing relationships to then encourage people to get vaccinated in those settings. And the second approach really has been to utilize our street medicine model. So basically, our street medicine teams go out into the community and encourage them, letting them know, hey, we have a vaccine clinic happening around the corner. You know, we can't walk around with the vaccine once it's punctured. You have to remain stable in a stationary location. So folks will just come to us through our street medicine team outreaching to them. And then really the final approach is our clinic. We're a federally qualified health center. And so we've been really packaging the vaccine, so to speak. So ensuring that they feel that the vaccine is safe because it's part of a regular healthcare visit with their provider. That's one of the ways we've been able to just foster trust with the vaccine process as well.
You make a good point about trust. When you go out and you're having conversations with people and you're trying to convince them that it's a good idea to get a shot, how are they responding? I mean, what is the level of trust with these people who you're trying to vaccinate?
So it could really vary, you know, and I think there's some very justifiable fear and mistrust with the vaccine process and sort of just in a community where there's already some mistrust with healthcare professionals. And so I think what we've really been trying to do is even just share anecdotes about how we've gotten the vaccine. So talking about how I felt after I got the vaccine, as well as sharing, of course, the evidence and the data behind it that's helpful for folks to understand that the vaccine is safe to take.
Do people tell you why they're worried about taking it?
Yeah, of course. I think one main reason is the side effects. Folks are concerned about side effects. And then because the vaccine was developed so quickly, just wondering about the long-term safety of the vaccine.
Yeah. I know that hospitals across the country and really across your state of California, they're all facing shortages of COVID vaccines. So how many doses are your clinics getting, and do you have enough to reach this population of people, which we mentioned tens of thousands of people in LA County?
So right now we are given a weekly allocation of 100 doses. So every week we get 100.
100?
Yes, 100 doses. Yeah, it's definitely not enough to meet the demand and to meet all of our patients who are experiencing homelessness. The other challenge, in addition to the amount of doses, is the fact that our people experiencing homelessness tend to age more quickly, meaning that the 65 and over sort of criteria is hard to really attach to people experiencing homelessness, especially when people experiencing homelessness tend to die 20 years younger than the non-people experiencing homelessness. And so that's been really kind of a strategy we're trying to navigate to figure out how to get our vulnerable patients vaccinated.
When you say that you get about 100 doses a week for this population, it makes me wonder if you think that for whatever reason, these people aren't being prioritized. I mean, in other words, would the government just rather get other people vaccinated and just kind of throw you a handful of them and say, go do what you can with it? I just want to make sure that people are paying enough attention to these folks.
Right. And I think what's hard about where we're at in our county, for LA County right now in particular, is the strategy of having this one size fit all, so to speak, criteria of vaccinating only 65 and older, being able to vaccinate people experiencing homelessness 50 and older would be a more efficacious and a more strategic way to really get shots into arms more quickly and to really impact a vulnerable population. At this point, correct. Yeah, we are still following, of course, the guidelines that we've been given.
I see. Well, I mentioned that this is a community that can be hard to keep track of. And we also know that with the doses that we have on the market right now, they both require two shots. So how do you keep track of folks after the first vaccine is given?
So really what we've been doing is making sure they know exactly when to come back. So we pre-schedule their appointment for their second dose so they know the day, the time, the location. And then, you know, we make sure we get any contact information. And if they don't have contact information, if they're willing for us to take a quick photo of them so we know how to look for them again. So those are some of the strategies, really organic grassroots ways we're trying to ensure that we can find folks again in 4 weeks.
So what's your message to people who are listening about why what you're doing is important?
We really need to be looking at this population in a different light and really starting to understand the nuances and the ways that certain health conditions are more prevalent in this population. We need something that's also agile to get shots into arms for people who can't access those megapods, who can't drive, who may not have access to the internet or things like that. And so we really want to be able to continue to be the safety net for our community members. And that means getting more vaccines into our hands so that we can give it to our community members.
Right, because if you're a person without stable housing, you likely don't have a car, which means you're not getting to Dodger Stadium to get a vaccine at that mass megapod, as you call it. Shannon Fernando, a nurse practitioner, they also call you a chief innovations officer there at the LA Christian Health Centers, and I can see why you have to get creative to do this job. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.